The state of Michigan wants all public schools to offer students a chance to come back to classrooms. On Friday, Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced that the state is urging schools to have an in-person option no later than March 1st. Joining me now is Paula Herbart. She's the president of the Michigan Education Association. The MEA represents about 120,000 teachers and staff members in the state, from public schools to higher education. Paula, good morning.
Good morning, Doug.
The MEA and several other organizations, including the American Federation of Teachers Michigan and the Michigan Association of School Boards, issued a joint statement. It says your groups are committed to supporting their local members as they plan to meet the governor's goal of that March 1st option. That's not a full endorsement of the governor's plan. What are your top concerns about it?
Well, health and safety are always our top concerns for our members and our students and the communities which they come from and which they serve. So that would be the criteria: local control over those return plans, and that educators are a part of them, as always, are a part of our concern here at the MEA. We know that it's doable to go back face-to-face in classrooms, in school buildings, because we have some school districts across the state that are doing it currently. But it's in areas where they have strong mitigation strategies, where they have put strict guidelines into place. And that's what we need in every school district in all 83 counties across the state of Michigan.
Teachers at any level, kindergarten through graduate school, will tell you that suddenly being asked to teach an online version of an in-person class is a huge adjustment. What are you hearing from your members who have been all virtual so far and adjusted as well as they can to that, but now might soon have to readjust to having an in-person component?
Our members want to be back in classrooms face-to-face with students. It is a critical piece to be with one another in a student's learning process. And educators will say to me, you know, Paul, I haven't even seen face-to-face any student that I've taught all year. I haven't been able to get to know their faces, really know who they are. However, one of the things that we need everyone to understand is that it takes a whole community doing these mitigation strategies in order for those classroom educators to get back into the classrooms, to get bus drivers back into buses. We have to all work together, lock arms, hand in hand, not the least of which is vaccine and getting vaccinated.
Well, and turning back to the vaccine, given people's right to privacy, especially about medical issues, it seems like a lot will depend on trust. If parents don't know how many or which teachers and staff members actually got the vaccine, some will always have questions about that. And teachers may have the same concerns about their own colleagues. Does the MEA have a position on publicizing who's been vaccinated?
We do not have a position on that. One of the things that we take very seriously is people's right to privacy and the right to choose if they are able. I can tell you personally, I will get vaccinated. I'm a high-risk candidate. I don't fall in the 1B list like other teachers across the state because I'm not in direct contact with students anymore. And those people that are in direct contact with students really should first have that opportunity to be vaccinated.
The goal everyone has is for kids to get the best education possible, and we're getting close to a year since the pandemic began. What are your biggest worries about how these ongoing disruptions at school are affecting kids?
My biggest concern, of course, beyond the health and safety with regard to COVID-19, is their social well-being. We learn from one another in the physical environment as well as just book learning, right? And so these students are missing those opportunities to learn from one another face-to-face through play, through activity. And I worry that that has taken a toll. It's not something that I don't think we can't overcome in the months to come, but it is something that I am concerned about.
Paula, thanks a lot.
Well, thanks, Doug. I really appreciate the time this morning.
Paula Herbart is the president of the Michigan Education Association. You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.